It's a pleasure for me to meet this person sitting across from me right here, Sarah Robson, Executive Director of CASA of Knox County, which is the court-appointed special advocates group. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We've talked off the air quite a little bit here. What you support a cause that everybody should be behind. It's for the kids. Just tell us about CASA itself.
Sure. We are appointed to children as they come into the juvenile court in Knox County to serve as their advocate. So to that end, we meet with them monthly and speak with all of the persons relevant to their case, their caseworker, counselors, teachers, and provide an ear, an eye and an ear to the court so that they are better informed in the decisions that they're making about these children and their permanency, the services that they're receiving.
And you've been doing this for how long?
I have been with the agency since 2011, so I'm coming up next month on 5 years with CASA of Knox County.
Nice. And what a rewarding 5 years I'm sure it's been.
You know, I love it. And I have people ask me all the time, how do you continue to do this work? And I really think it's about reframing how you think about child abuse. Yes, no one wants to talk about it, but it's an absolute necessary thing in our current society.
Yes, it is.
And you just have to reframe the way you think about helping these children. It's essential that they get the services that they need, that they don't languish in foster care. And so thinking about it as a bright spot in maybe their lives or helping them in the future, you know, become productive citizens, that's ultimately what we're looking at.
Yeah, and CASA of Knox County has been around since 1994.
I think I see it
on the website, so they've been around for quite a little while.
We have.
Fantastic newsletter that you guys put out, and it had some of the figures in there for our area. 50% of Knox County child abuse or neglected cases in 2015 had involved substance abuse itself. 43% of Knox County substance abuse cases in 2015 involved meth or some other production, and 30% of Knox County child abuse or neglected cases in 2015 involved domestic violence. Just staggering numbers, really.
Yeah, it's really telling of the situation that we have going on in Knox County, for sure. We consistently see at least 50% of our cases that are substance abuse related. And of course, over the last several years, we have seen an increase in meth related cases where kids are being taken out of homes where there literally is an operating meth lab, putting them at all sorts of risks for not just the obvious physical risks, but also risks related to substance abuse, transient people coming in and out of our lives, instability, just a lot of issues that go along with that.
Sure. And one of the main reasons, probably the main reason you're here today is to get some volunteers. Something like this takes a multitude of volunteers.
It does. We currently have about 27 trained volunteers who are assigned and working with Knox County Youth. We are currently serving 109 youth in Knox County, which is, for any given time of the year, that's a really big number for us. So we're looking to increase the numbers of volunteers because, per our mission and the values of the organization, we believe that volunteers are just better equipped to give these children the advocacy that they need. They're able to give them the one-on-one attention, meet with them, meet with their teachers, their caseworkers, and ensure that they're getting the best possible service plan to help them overcome their trauma and, again, move forward to the future.
Sure. Well, so if somebody approached me and said, hey, I want to be a volunteer. I heard your interview this morning. Mm-hmm. I want to be a volunteer. Take me through the process.
Okay. Well, they would contact one of us at the office, and we have an application process that a person would fill out, including references. So we could, you know, we do 3 references that we check. Then we have an interview with the interested party to kind of gauge how they would be best equipped to serve a youth and to honestly have some real talk about the court process and child welfare. They're bureaucratic. They can be very long, and that's probably one of the hardest issues, I think, for people is feeling like they're doing something in this long process. So once we do the interview, then we begin the screening process, which is, you know, all persons have to clear a background check of local, state, and national criminal background, a social security number verification, and a sex offender registry check. Then we proceed into the training. Training is lengthy, but given the cause that we're working sure. for, it's about 25 to 30 hours, all said and done. The majority of that is like classroom instruction, where we're talking about the role of the advocate, child development, the process in which we're working in. And then we do a few hours of court observation so they can see what they've learned in practice. Mm-hmm. So we write reports for the court, much like a caseworker would do, to inform the judge. And so we go through that, and then once they are assigned to a child, we have ongoing support for them. So no one kind of feels like they're out there in floating, but they always have that support from the staff of the office. And then we have ongoing training. So once a volunteer is trained initially and assigned to a child, all of the volunteers have to have 12 hours of continuing education annually for the length of their service with the agency, so that we ensure that they are up to date with current practices and just, you know, continuing to be the best advocates that they can be.
Awesome. The cost of the training is by a cost of Knox County, mm-hmm. so it's not going to cost the volunteer
right.
anything.
Right.
And you had a great donation actually recently to help with that program or the recruitment process.
We did. We were the beneficiary of a fundraiser this summer that was hosted by the Tsongkhapa Country Club Ladies Golf Association. and so we're hoping to take that money. The gift was like $11,000.
Wow.
So major for us. So we're looking to turn that money into developing our volunteer recruitment and retention program.
And you've got a fundraiser coming up that
we
talked about off the air, you
yes.
were so excited
oh
about
my
it.
Goodness.
It looks like something very cool.
It is so much fun. So we take a combination of lip sync battles, which, you know, are all the rage right now and so funny. And we pair that with a fashion show featuring local businesses, which actually we have Maud Specklebellies from here in
oh,
town.
Nice, yeah.
And love those folks. They are fantastic. So we take the talents of local, you know, quote unquote celebrity types, and they do lip sync battles against one another. And the idea is that they collect votes for their performances. So it's $1, one equals one vote. And we have five battle rounds this year. And some really great music choices. I'm really, really excited to see what people come up with.
Now, on your website, which is fantastic, by the way, CasaOfKnoxCo.com, you've got, I think, some videos of last year's lip sync.
Yes. I am in there doing the YMCA.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, we have Eric and Nicole back for hosting this year. They surprised us with a little bit of their own lip sync, which was unexpected. They even had props. It was pretty spot on. But yeah, the participants are encouraged to do costumes and props. And so it should be interesting to see how it pans out for sure.
And that is September 29th.
It is. It's a Thursday evening. It's at the Knights of Columbus in Galesburg.
Awesome. And for more information, just go to the great website, CasaOfKnoxCo.com. Now, in the fall, or excuse me, the spring, you have another fundraiser.
We do.
And talk about that.
Okay. In the spring, in the first Saturday of May, we host the annual Superhero Run. This event has included a duathlon, a 5K, and a 1 mile fun run. It's superhero themed, so costumes are encouraged. We do have a prize for best costume. It's really a family friendly event. For people to come out and, you know, have a good time and test their superhero skills. So
awesome. And this past May, it was May 7th. Mm-hmm. Is there a special, usually that day of the week it falls on?
It's usually that first Saturday
okay.
in May.
Okay.
And we do that because it coincides with Free Comic Book Day.
Oh.
So there's a ton of superhero-themed events going on in Galesburg that day, from Stone Alley Books and Collectibles, For the Win Comics have Free Comic Book Day, so there's people in there. There's costume contest. Galesburg Public Library had a bunch of superhero themed programming. The Civic Art Center also had some programming as well. So it was just a good day for, you know, good clean family fun.
Yeah, what child doesn't like comic books or superheroes anyway?
I know, it's so perfect. What a great, I mean, an excuse to dress up that's not Halloween. I don't know why you wouldn't want to come out.
Exactly. So when I wear my Superman pajamas around, maybe this will give me a chance to go there.
Absolutely. Come out. We'd love to have you.
Also on September 20th, I seen in the newsletter you have Charity Tuesday for CASA at the Cherry Street Restaurant and Bar.
That's true. We are their featured nonprofit that day, so we receive a portion of the food sales for that day. So all day, September 20th, go in and eat for a good cause.
Yeah, we talked a little bit off there as well. You, back in June, you attended the National CASA Conference in Washington, D.C., and what a fantastic experience that had to have been.
Oh, it was amazing. First, I had been selected to serve on the Rural Leadership Council, so meeting with rural program leaders from across the country to talk about the special interests that we have as a collective, which was awesome, and influence the programming that National CASA was bringing to the CASA programs, because about 52% of CASA programs across the country serve rural communities. So they really wanted to address the needs that are happening in those communities. So I got to participate with a number of other programs, talk about fundraising, volunteer recruitment, and program strategies. It was just really an awesome experience. And then we got to go to Capitol Hill and do a little special day on the Hill where we were talking to our local politicians. So I had a really great time doing that. And I think the greatest takeaway from that was it didn't matter who we were sitting down with. People were really willing to embrace what we were telling them. They were more than willing to help because we're talking about children here and we're talking about our future. So everyone was very receptive to helping CASA grow and provide advocacy for more children.
Yeah. Once again, we're speaking with Sarah Robinson, Executive Director of CASA of Knox County, which is the court-appointed special advocate. So let's touch on the volunteer issue again, because that's what we definitely want to get out today. We need some volunteers.
We need some volunteers. You need to be 21 years old and be able to pass a background check. Then I train you to provide advocacy to a person. My staff and I support the volunteers as they work with children in our community. We do ask for a year of service from our volunteers. Most of our cases do not end in that amount of time, and many of our volunteers stay on for the duration of their case. I think we average about 22 to 24 months is a typical amount of time that a case would be open from start to finish. And again, just going back to a volunteer has the time and to really get to that one-on-one with a kid. Our current ratio is 1 to 3. So typically that's looking at sibling sets and that sort of thing. But I cannot underestimate the power of that one person who is looking in and looking out for those kids and ensuring that they get everything that they need.
It's something really, that they probably haven't had.
Yeah, and it's a consistency thing. I mean, the caseworkers that we work with in Galesburg are fantastic. I can't say enough good things about them. Once we get out of Galesburg, though, we see a lot more turnover, and so there's a lot less consistency for kids. And to be honest, our children are not necessarily staying in Knox and Warren counties. We currently have kids who are literally across the state in 15 different Illinois counties. So we have to provide them advocacy. We can't allow them to fall through the cracks because then we're not doing what we need to do to ensure their future and ours, to be quite frank.
Sure. If you're interested in becoming an advocate or volunteering, this is right off the fantastic Facebook page you have as well, CASA of Knox County. Search and like it. Call 309-343-4299 or email them at director@casaofknoxco.com.
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in. I can tell the passion you bring to the work and something like this. So rewarding. Thank you to all that you and your organization does.
Thank you.
CASA of Knox County. You can go to the website, casaofknoxco.com, or hit them up on Facebook as well. We'll be back.